information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
The right-hander out of the bullpen for the Waterloo Bucks. That's Sam Hart. He got the final three outs in the ballgame yesterday. He inherits the bases loaded in a 7-7 ballgame with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Andy Yochum, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR. First pitch from the right-hander to Tracer Lopez. Misses low for ball one. Lopez reached on a 1-4 fielder's choice earlier on in the inning and later came in to score. He's coming off the bench in the spot of Owen McElpatrick. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. It's now 1-1. Five runs in this seventh inning if you're just joining us. Some clutch knocks from Onati to Gotti. McGuire an RBI single. Loyola singled as well, and a big RBI knock from Trotter Boston. 1-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. It is now 2-1 on the left-handed hitting Tracer Lopez. Onati on deck to Gotti to follow. This is the 11th hitter set to the plate this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Hart looking to work out of the jam and keep this game tied at 7 apiece. The 2-1. Lopez connects but fouls it away beyond the third base grandstands here at Riverfront Stadium. Count evens 2-2 on the new Raptor shortstop. Big pitch coming here in this ballgame. Who's going to win the battle? Peering in and coming set is the right-hander Hart. Long pause with 11 on the pitch clock. The 2-2. He got him swinging. Lopez down on strikes to retire the side, but the scrappy rats, as they like to be called, score five times in this top of the seventh, sending 11 to the plate, and we are knotted at 7 apiece. Post-stretch, we go. Here from Riverfront Stadium, you're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors. We enter the home half of the seventh, tied at seven. From Waterfront Stadium, Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. It's Cruz and Barry into the ballgame in spot of Maddox Thornton. Also an entry behind the dish, Jack Matthew to catch in the spot of Cashel Duggar. 7-8-9, due up for the Bucks. Jay Williams, first pitch, missing up and away for ball one. Cruz and Barry, his sixth outing of the season. Made a couple starts, but his last four appearances, now including this one, have come out of the stable for Mike Spears. Riverfront Stadium, Waterloo, Iowa, the site of the second game in this two-game set. The fourth and final game between the two clubs this season. The 1-0 fastball from Cruz and Barry misses high to Jake Williams for ball one. Raptors, a five spot in the seventh, sending 11 to the plate, tying up this game. Seven runs on 13 hits and an error for the Raptors. Seven runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Bucks as the 2-0 pitch misses high. It's now three balls and no strikes. Williams, a couple RBIs today, struck out swinging, though, in the second. RBI on a ground out to first in the third and an RBI single in the fifth. The right-hander Cruz and Barry from Campbellsville University set the 3-0. That one on the inside corner is called a strike. 16 and two-thirds innings pitched in five outings for Cruz and Barry this season. A 4.86 earned run average and a 1.44 whip facing 77 hitters entering tonight. 3-1 to the Georgia State outfielder Williams. Misses inside for ball. 4-5 pitch walk drawn to begin this seventh inning. Cruz and Barry last worked three innings of two-run ball on the road at Wausau in the nightcap of that doubleheader. 6-3 when the Raptors dropped to the Woodchucks. He allowed four hits and struck out and walked two each. The 16 batters, he faced a quick mound visit here with Mike Spears and Jack Matthew to talk to the right-hander and third pitcher used in today's ballgame. Raptors are only at home two more times in the first half of the season, that being Thursday and Sunday against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. But for the second half of the season, if you're coming in to watch the Raptors from out of town, look no further for a place to stay than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions, big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The right-handed hitting shortstop Cooper Schulte to step in. He has reached twice and scored once today against Raptor pitching. The line for Maddox Thornton has been finalized in his relief outing, relieving starter Arnon Mulemekic today. First pitch bunt thrown down by Kool-Aid on the first baseline. Cruz and Barry fields and fires in time. It's a sacrifice bunt. Schulte retired to second. There is Jay Williams. Matthew Martinez has reached in all three of his plate appearances today. Singled and reached to second on an error in the second. For a five-pitch walk in the third, or a six-pitch walk in his last trip to the plate, the fifth. He is the catcher tonight for Waterloo. Maddox Ford Thornton, three and a third innings of one-run ball. First pitch to Martinez, check swing, taps this one out in front of first base. Liolis will glove and take it to the back himself, three unassisted for the second out of the inning. To third on the putout is Jay Williams. Thornton, three and a third, five hits, one run allowed, it was earned. He walked one and struck out one as well in the 54 pitches he threw tonight. Top of the order with Ben Wilmus. He's reached three times tonight and has scored twice. He doubled and scored in the first, reached on a 5-4 fielder's choice and scored in the second. Hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice, 6-4 in the third and singled back in the fifth. First pitch to Wilmus, a breaking ball from Cruz and Barry that misses high for ball one. We head to the bottom, or top of the eighth, I should say. 2-3-4 for the Raptors, Onati, Degatti, and McGuire. The 1-0 delivery here from Cruz and Barry. Lansing. Downstairs, now 2 balls and no strikes. Righty on righty battle. Runner on third, two down. Bottom seven. The next pitch on the outside corner is called a strike. It's been Evan Morrison, Kyle Beatty, Jack Scrafano, and Sam Hart for the Bucks. Kyle Bender up in the Raptors bullpen. He'll be getting ready to come in and relieve Krusenberry. The 2-1. Fastball missing low. It's now 3 balls and a strike. On the leadoff hitter in the Buck order in the driver's seat here is Wilmots. Leading off third is Jay Williams. He drew a 5-pitch walk to begin this inning. 3-1 from Krusenberry. Hit foul. He'll find the seats down the first base side. Full count. We're knotted at 7. In the bottom of the 7th. Raptors 5 in the top half of the frame. To get back into this ball game. Krusenberry looks into the new catcher for Wisconsin Rapids, Jack Matthew. The battery connects on a 3-2. This one launched into left center field. That's going to get down and two hop the wall for extra bases. Williams scores. Ben Wilmots. It's his second double of the night and his third hit. It is 8-7 Bucks in the home half of the 7th. Krusenberry left that one right over the heart of the plate, and Wilmots made him pay with a 2-out RBI knock. Evan Morrison has a chance to add on for Waterloo with 2 down in his 5th plate appearance today. Morrison, 1-for-3, an RBI single, and he scored in the 2nd at a sack bunt, the 1st a couple ground outs since. 4-3 in the 4th, 2-3 in the 5th. Right-hander Krusenberry set, first base side of the rubber, the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Morrison, skied in the air left field to Gotti, giving chase out near the foul line. This one is out of play. Raptor offense going to have to try and provide yet again when we get to the top of the 8th inning. 6 outs left to play with on the visiting side. Right near the 3-hour mark in this one. If you're just joining us, 14 runs, now 26 hits between the two clubs. Count is 0-1 on Morrison, the two-hole hitter for the Bucks this evening. Barry looks at second. Here it comes. Breaking ball, missing inside. Count evens a ball and a strike. Chase Beatty on deck. Marcus Heisen will follow. Waterloo has grabbed the lead right back, and they're not looking to be done here. Krusenberry looks into Matthew, comes set for on the pitch clock, the 1-1. That off-speed delivery misses upstairs. It's now 2 balls and a strike. Krusenberry down in the count here, the right-hander. His latest he's worked into a ball game this season. 7th inning action for the Owensboro, Kentucky native as the 2-1 fastball at 90 miles an hour misses low. It is now 3 balls and a strike on the designated hitter and starting pitcher today for Waterloo. Sitting on one pitch and one pitch only. Looking for a fastball to go dry. The 3-1 pitch on the outside corner is called a strike. Three, two, the count, 2 outs, runner on second, that being Ben Wilmots. The 3-2, this is low and inside for ball 4. 6-pitch walk drawn by Morrison. It's 1st and 2nd. With 2 down here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Chase Beatty in his 2nd game with Waterloo has had an impact yet again. He had 2 extra base hits in his 1st game with the club yesterday. and a two-run homer back in that four-run second inning for Waterloo. The mound meeting again here between Maffey and Tristan Krusenberry. 8-7 our score. Each team with 13 hits, the lone error of the ballgame on Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors looking to come back and get out of Waterloo, split in this series with the Bucks after dropping yesterday's high-scoring affair by a score of 10-8. Right-handed hitting Beatty steps in after the mound visit, and now Mike Spears will make his way out to the mound after Beatty's been announced. Might be getting a call to the bullpen here with Kyle Bender continuing to get loose, and that's going to be the case. Tristan Krusenberry. Able to get two outs here in the seventh, but he won't finish the frame. Kyle Bender will enter when we return. 8-7 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food...
Kyle Bender enters the fray for the seventh time this season. Right-handed redshirt sophomore from Postal Lake College comes in with two on and two out. Runners on first and second in an 8-7 ballgame in the bottom of the seventh inning. Andy Yakum on WFHR back with you as always. Raptors the second of a two-game series in Waterloo. First pitch misses outside to the right-handed hitting Beatty for ball one. Eisen on deck, an RBI chance here for Beatty in his second game with the Bucks. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball from Bender on the outside corner is called a strike. Count evens a ball and a strike. Bender looks into Maffey as the signs come set. The next pitch, swing and a miss. Right over the top of that one from Bender, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. He's ahead 1-2. He last worked in the 6-3 loss against Waterloo, faced four hitters, walked five. Doesn't make sense, but he was credited with the walk issued from Matt Hurd when he was brought in mid-at-bat that Bender had started. 19 pitches thrown from Bender, 18 were balls. Just could not find the zone. 1-2, breaking ball, got him looking on the outside corner. Huge punch out there for Kyle Bender, leaving a couple on, but the Bucks take the lead right back, 8-7 the score. We head to the eighth from Riverfront Stadium. Two up for the Raptors, 2-3-4. Onati, Degatti, and McGuire on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students, no exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. We act, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Sam Hart, the right-hander, remaining on the mound for Waterloo. He's pitching with an 8-7 lead as we enter the top of the eighth inning from Riverfront Stadium. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Game 27 of our 72-game Northwoods League season. Mason Onati out of the two spot. The now center fielder for the Raptors will lead off this inning against Hart. Onati singled in the first and most recently in the seventh. Later scored part of that five-run seventh frame. First pitch to Onati on the outside corner is called a strike. Mason also reached on a four-pitch walk that he took back in the second. He popped out to the shortstop. That being Cooper Schulte back in the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch coming here from Hart. This is low. On a 90-mile-an-hour fastball count, evens a ball and a strike. The Raptors sent 11 to the plate in that five-run seventh inning. The 1-1 coming home from Hart. This is high. Two balls and a strike now on Onati. Line finalized for the right-hander Tristan Krusenberry out of the Rafter pen as the 2-1 pitch swatted foul down the left field line by Onati. 20 pitches thrown, one hit allowed, one run it was earned. Kyle Bender coming in and getting a huge four-pitch punch out. The 2-2. That one misses inside. It's now 3-2. Full count drawn by Onati in his fifth trip into the box here tonight. Raptors chasing one in the later innings. Now Onati calling time. Appeared to have something in his eye there in the box. On deck is Degatti. McGuire will follow. One in the first, one in the third, five in the seventh for the Raptors. One in the first, four in the second, one in the third, one in the fifth, and a go-ahead run in the bottom half of the seventh for Waterloo. 15 runs, 26 hits, 13 per side, 3-2, missing the outside corner for ball four. Onati on board for the fourth time today, drawing a six-pitch walk to lead off this eighth inning. Jorge Degatti, 1-for-3, and 4 plate appearances today. Sack fly back in the first for Degatti. He flew out to center in the second. Grounded out to the mound in the fifth and extended his hitting streak to 11 games with a base hit and later scoring an inning ago. First pitch to Degatti, runs inside and almost hits him, having to get out of the way of that one. Rafters beat the Bucks twice at Witter. The opening week of the season, 7-6 on that Wednesday, 2-1 on the Thursday. Same two starting pitchers for the Rafters in those two games is what we've had here this weekend, as the 1-0 pitch, breaking ball from Hart that's in there for a called strike. It was Nick Paulson and then Arnon Mulamekic the opening week against the Bucks, just like it has been here in this two-game series Sunday-Monday at Riverfront Stadium. The 1-0 pitch, this one shot back up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman to second, one to first in time. Halvorsen, Schulte, Heisen, it's a 4-6-3 double play. Now two outs and nobody on here in the eighth. It'll be up to Max McGuire, currently sporting a three-hit game. Couple of singles, singled in the first. He homered to lead off the third inning, his third home run of the season, his first non-grand slam, and his first homer away from Winter Field. Flew out to right field in the fifth, had an RBI single, and later scored back in the seventh. The first pitch swung on and missed. It's now 0-1. Won the count, two away, nobody aboard. McGuire, it's another 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and he lasers it foul down the first baseline. McGuire could have another big swing of the bat here for the Rafters. He's been known to have quite a few of them this season, or just find a way to extend the inning. 0-2. This is out in the left-handed batter's box. Counts now a ball and two strikes. One and two the count. Right-hander Hart will battle it here again with McGuire. The payoff. This is out. Max has worked the count even at 2-2. Count evens at 2-2. Big pitch coming here from Hart. Swing and a miss. McGuire unable to connect on that fastball. He faces the minimum here in the eighth. Does Hart, 8-7 the score. We head to the bottom half. Kyle Bender returning to the mound for more work. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the eighth inning from Riverfront Stadium. 8-7 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters back here with you on WFHR. The Bucks leading the Rafters in the second game of this series on the road. To lead off this inning against Kyle Bender, it'll be the 4-5-6 spots, Marcus Heisen, Larry Edwards, and Ian Halvorsen. Ice on the first baseman here today. He is 2-for-4. A couple hits in his last two at-bats. Bender came in to get the final out of the seventh inning. The right-hander fires a first-pitch ball, missing low and away. Eisen popped out to second in the first, flew out to center in the second, had an infield single in the fourth, and doubled back in the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch, another fastball missing low, now two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes, 7 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Waterloo. It's the 2-0 fastball from Bender, catches the top of the zone. It's now 2-1. On deck is Larry Edwards. Ian Halverson will follow. The 2-1 is on the inside corner for a called strike on a fastball. It's now 2-1. Say count evens 2-2. Bender peers into Mathey. The new catcher into the ballgame as of an inning ago in the spot of Cashel Duggar. 2-2. Breaking ball. This one fouled back to the screen. Count will stay 2-2 here. Difference maker right now, the one run put up in the home half of the seventh by Waterloo. Raptors got back in this ballgame, trailing 7-2 in the top of that inning by putting up 5 runs. The 2-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away, working a full count here is Marcus Heisen. Three, two, the count, nobody out, leadoff hitter in this bottom of the eighth inning. The payoff from Bender, missing the outside corner for ball four. Sam Skerich, the right-hander who threw yesterday for Waterloo, warming up down the line right now. Now a pinch runner coming aboard for Marcus Heisen. That being number 11, Lucas Moore. Moore was the starting center fielder in yesterday's game, got pulled in the seventh inning. Moore coming in here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Larry Edwards, 2-for-4 today. Righty-on-righty battle here with Bender. Bender's first pitch, runner takes off. This one's in there for a call strike. Matthews' throw down to second is on the money. He nails the pinch runner Moore, and that's the first out of the frame. Edwards down 0-1, and there's nobody aboard now for the Bucks in this home half of the eighth inning. The 0-1. That one misses up high. Having a duck out of the way. That one is Edwards. It's now a ball and a strike. One-one the count. Bender back to an open slate on the bases. The 1-1 pitch. And on the hands, grounded left side of the infield. Lopez gloves that short throw away from his body. That one gets away from Lyles at first base. Larry Edwards turning and heading for second. He'll get there without a throw. Go down as an E6 on Lopez, the second error for the Raptors today. And once again, the Bucks are in business with a runner in scoring position and one down here in the eighth. Ian Halverson out of the sixth spot. Got one knock. Today it was an extra base hit, a double to lead off the fifth, and he later scored. On deck is Jay Williams. Cooper Schulte will follow. We get to the top of the ninth for the Raptors. 5-6-7. Lyles, Gaz, and Boston do up. See if it's Skerich or if we get another inning apart. First pitch missing upstairs and away. from Halverson. Halverson collecting some words of encouragement from the fans here at Riverfront Stadium this evening. They've embraced a scorcher. Still warm as we get into the three-hour mark of this game. 1-0 fastball from Bender in there for a called strike. Count evens 1-1. Out on second, Edwards reaching for the third time in this contest. Bender looks back at him with six on the pitch clock, the 1-1 home. Missing the inside corner, it's now two balls and a strike. Seven runs on 13 hits and two errors for the Rafters. Eight runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Bucks. Three outs away from finalizing a sweep. Wisconsin Rapids will look to get back into this one in the ninth. 2-1, pickoff attempt to second, and they got him leaning. Kyle Bender. Tag applied by Boston. It's the second out of the inning. Couple of miscues on the bases. Wouldn't call the caught stealing a miscue, just a strong throw from Jack Matthew, but Edwards caught leaning. It's the second time a Buck base runner has been picked off today. Count 2-1, nobody on the bases for Halverson. Next delivery from Bender. Missing inside, now three balls and a strike. So both hitters that have gotten into the box this inning before Halverson have reached. Six-pitch walk to Heisen. Pinch runner Moore got thrown out stealing, and then you just saw Larry Edwards reach on a throwing error from Tracer Lopez. 3-1 the count, two outs, the right-handed hitting Halverson. Hands held high above his head, his typical stance, the 3-1. Fastball missing low for ball four, a five-pitch walk issued by Bender, a runner aboard now, with two down in the eighth. Jay Williams has reached twice, both in his last two trips to the plate, had an RBI single in the fifth inning, drew a five-pitch walk to lead off the seventh, and scored the go-ahead run in this ballgame. Righty on lefty battle here. It's the first time Williams has seen Bender tonight. It's a pickoff move from Bender to check in on Halverson at first base. He dives in safely. The Tennessee Volunteers, the champions of Division I college baseball this season. 6-5 win over Texas A&M. Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. Each team with 13 hits in that ballgame as the first pitch from Bender to Williams misses outside. Nail-biting finish to the end. It was 6-3 Volunteers entering the ninth. Two runs put up by Texas A&M. Closed it out as a one-run ball game. The 1-0. Misses well out into the right-handed batter's box. Now two balls and no strikes. It's the first title in program history for Tennessee. Tony Vitello having a good run with the Volunteers, finally getting his title. The 2-0 is bounced in from Bender, now three balls and no strikes on Williams. Cooper Schulte on deck, Matthew Martinez to follow. Bottom third of this Buck order for the fifth time tonight. 3-0 pitch on the outside corner. That fastball is called a strike. 3-1 the count. Williams still in the driver's seat here, looking for one pitch and one pitch only. It's the 3-1 pitch. Another fastball from Bender that nets a called strike from the home plate umpire, Drew Taylor. Crew chief calling the balls and strikes. Tonight that call. Not a fan favorite here at Riverfront Stadium. Nonetheless, 3-2, two outs, runner on first. Halverson will be taking off on the delivery here. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Williams down on strikes. Bender comes back all the way down 3-0 to collect the punch out and retire the side. The Bucks leave a two-out walk on the bases. We head to the top of the ninth. Rafters down their final three outs in this ballgame, 8-7. The score from Riverfront Stadium on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Bye. Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Top 9, 8-7, the score. Rafters trail it in the series finale at Riverfront Stadium in Waterloo. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR. The 5-6-7 spots are due up against new pitcher in the ballgame. That's Sam Skerich. Skerich threw in the game yesterday. He came to start the ninth and didn't record an out. Walked three Rafter hitters, dealt with some control problems. See if he can right the ship tonight on the hill. First pitch to Trent Lyolas, misses high for ball one. Lemekich, Thornton, Krusenberry, and Bender on the hill for the Rafters. Morrison, Beedy, Scrafano, Hart, and Skerich for Waterloo, the 1-0. This is low and inside. Two balls and no strikes on Lyolas. Lyolas entered the ballgame in the bottom of the sixth inning. The defensive substitution at first base. He singled and scored in his first trip to the plate in the seventh. Part of that five-run seventh inning for the Rafters. Skerich's 2-0 to Trent. That one is in there for a called strike on a fastball. Gaz on deck, Boston to follow. One in the first, one in the third, five in the seventh for the Rafters. One in the first, four in the second, one in the third, one in the fifth, one in the seventh. For the Bucks, as the 2-1, 92-mile-an-hour fastball is fouled away down the third baseline and into the stands by Lyolas. It's 2-2. Lefty on righty battle here. Lyolas picked up his third hit of the season in that seventh inning. Looking for a multi-hit game off the bench here. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lyolas down on strikes. Coming back down 2-0 is Skerich to collect the punch out in the first out of this ninth inning. Landon Gaz, who also came in that bottom of the sixth inning. Should say top six off the bench. He's 0 for 2. In the spot of Grayson Schaefer tonight, he flew out to center in the sixth inning. Struck out swinging back in the seventh. Benchen picked up his first hit against Madison over the weekend, an infield single in that ninth inning, which he later scored. First pitch to Gaz, a fastball that misses high. Want to know here on Gaz. 7 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors for the Rafters, 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Bucks. The fastball from Skerich on the 1-0 misses high. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. If we need to go bottom 9, and that's what we're hoping here for the Rafters, scoring one or more in this frame, 8-9-1 would be due up for Waterloo, the 2-0. Fastball working top of the zone, elevating. Is Skerich what's called a strike? Gaz still in the driver's seat looking for that fastball here on the 2-1. Mistimed it, was thinking about going around, doesn't, but it's still called a strike. working middle third there was Skerich on a 91-mile-an-hour heater to even up this battle at 2-2. The payoff pitch from the right-hander. Fastball just misses. Good eye by Gaz right off the corner to make it a full count. Three, two, one away. The payoff from Skerich. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Two up, two down, both by way of the K for the Bucks right-hander here in the ninth inning. It'll be up to Trotter Boston to keep this game and this inning alive. Boston, a multi-hit game. Started his day in the second, grounding out three unassisted, singled in the third, grounded out 3-1 in the sixth, then had an RBI single in the seventh. First pitch to Boston, misses up and away for ball one. After Boston, it's McIntosh, then Jack Matthey. Matthey came into this game to catch in the bottom of the seventh, and there's a chance he doesn't even see the batter's box here tonight. 1-0 pitch, missing inside, two balls, no strikes. Skerich has started all three at-bats now in this inning, ahead 2-0. First two finish with swinging strikeouts. We'll see what happens here with Boston. 10 on the pitch clock. Skerich looks into Martinez and comes set. The next delivery, a fastball working up and away in the zone. It's in there for a called strike. 2-1 the count, base is empty, two outs, 8-7, Waterloo, top nine. Here on the road for the Rafters, the second of four straight road battles, 2-1. This is up and away, Boston, the perfect hitter's count here, three balls and a strike. Needs to find his way on anyway. Just keep passing the baton down the line. 3-1. That one misses up and in for ball four. Boston draws a five-pitch walk, and the Rafters have some life here in the top of the ninth inning. Tying run on base, go-ahead run stepping into the box right now. That's Kyler McIntosh. Rafters trail by one as we take a quick gander at the Northwoods League scoreboard. 30 combined runs tonight. Battle Creek, the Battle Jacks over the Growlers, 19-11, I should say. Madison splitting that series in Indiana with Kokomo Jackrabbits, 4-2. The final there in favor of the Mallards. Dropping yesterday's game. First pitch to McIntosh from Skerich. Misses up and in for ball one. Matthew is now on deck. Chance to bring one of the bigger power bats for the Raptors into the box with multiple runners on. The 1-0. Fastball missing upstairs. Now a mound visit here to be made between Martinez and his right-handed pitcher. Look down to the Buck bullpen. Nobody's warming up. This is Skerich's ninth inning. What a battle we've had here, especially after the high-scoring affair yesterday in which Waterloo won 10-8. Another higher-scoring ball game here on this Monday night. It's the fifth full week of the season. Exactly 4 weeks ago today was the opener at Air Baker Field between the Rafters and the Dock Spiders. Funny enough, we have an 8-7 score here. That was the final in that one as well, except the Rafters won that contest. So we're not hoping for another 8-7 ball game 4 Mondays later. For the stretch, Skerich, 2-0 count, looks back at first. Not much of a lead for Boston. The 2-0 to McIntosh misses high. Now three balls and no strikes. That one drawn a rise out of the Buck faithful in attendance here. Looking over to first, Skerich comes set. The 3-0 pitch. That one in there for a called strike on a fastball. McIntosh still ahead, and he's sitting on that middle heater here. Nearing the 10 o'clock hour here in Waterloo is the 3-1. Another fastball up in the zone is called a strike. Skerich has battled back. 3-2 the count, two outs. Boston will go on the pitch here. Williams, the new first baseman into right, was Moore after pinch hitting. And Trotter will take off here. Nobody holding him on. The 3-2. This one fouled out of play down the first base side. We'll do the 3-2 attack again as the tension continues to grow. Two outs, runner on first. McIntosh looking for his third hit of the ball game and to extend this contest. The payoff pitch. That one misses the outside corner for ball four. 7-pitch walk drawn by McIntosh. It puts runners on first and second for Jack Matthey. The tying run 180 feet away and in scoring position. The go-ahead run at first base. And Kirk Schreider calling time here, calling over his first and third base coaches, Chris Wilsey and Tom Zaglowski, along with the two runners on base, Kyler McIntosh and Trotter Boston. You see Tracer Lopez coming out from the on-deck circle as well to have this conversation. This is very interesting. Typically something you don't see. They're in a full-on huddle right now. Obviously, with two outs in the inning and a power bat like Matthew at the plate, they're not talking about a potential bunt over situation. Even if it was a bat not having Matthew's power, that wouldn't be a thought. You're swinging away. We'll see if maybe runners are put in motion at some point, but once again, you don't want to make the final out of this ballgame on the bases. We'll see what comes of this. That was very interesting. Maybe just the throw-off Skerich as well. Flustered, obviously, walking the last two hitters after punching out the first two hitters of this ninth inning. Matthew got the start as the DH for the Raptors out of the three-hole yesterday. Did not have a hit, but he reached twice on a pair of walks. Hitting from the right side, the first pitch from Skerich will have to wait as he steps off the back of the rubber. Garrett peers in. First pitch to Matthew. On the outside corner, it's called a strike. On deck, it's the top of the order with Tracer Lopez. Raptors bench has been fully unloaded here tonight with the exception of Bryson Stripling, the third catcher on the roster. The 0-1. This is out in the left-handed batter's box. Count evens a ball and a strike on Matthew. Got three long balls this season, does Matthew, all at Witter Field. The 1-1 pitch home. Swing and a miss. Matthew right over the top of that fastball. It's now 1-2. Raptors down to their final strike here tonight. Boston on second. It's McIntosh on first. A pair of two-out walks drawn by the Raptors to keep this inning alive. Big pitch coming here from Skerich to Matthew. Here it comes. That one misses up and away. A non-competitive 1-2 pitch makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Matthew, his first trip to the plate tonight. Here it comes. He got him swinging and the ball game is over. Three punch outs for Sam Skerich here in the ninth. The Raptors leave two on after a couple walks and are swept here at Riverfront Stadium. Our final here tonight, 8-7. We'll be back in a couple minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Final here tonight in Waterloo. 8-7, the Bucks pull off the sweep of your Raptors. It's Raptors postgame on WFHR. Andy Ockhamer, voice of the Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors back here from Riverfront Stadium. The Raptors drop to 13-14 on the season. Waterloo improves to 15-11. In this tight ball game, let's get to the scoring and how it started. The Raptors scored one in the first on a sacrifice fly from Jorge Degadi. Waterloo getting one back in the home half of the inning. A big four spot for the Bucks in the second made it 5-1. A two-run homer off the bat of Chase Beatty. In his second game with Waterloo gave them a strong lead early. One run in the top of the third. That was a solo jack for Max McGuire beginning the inning off. Getting his third of the season, his first away from Winter Field and his first non-grand slam of the campaign. Waterloo would get one back in the bottom of the third and another in the bottom of the fifth to make it 7-2. But how about the Raptors? Showing late inning resilience, sending 11 to the plate and scoring five times in the top of the seventh inning on seven hits. They picked up on the evening seven of their 13 hits in that one inning alone. Unfortunately, held hitless in the eighth and the ninth as that sealed the deal. And the eventual game-winning run came in the bottom of the seventh inning. On a two and an RBI double from Ben Wilmus, player of the game today for Waterloo for sure. A three-hit game, two doubles, seeing Raptor pitching well all week long. The win going to Sam Hart out of the bullpen. Sam Skerich getting the save, his second of the season. Pitching for the Raptors, Tristan Kruseberry got the loss, but this game was started by Arnaud Mulemekic, the left-hander from Siena College. Went 2 2/3 innings, allowed seven hits, six runs, all of which were earned. He walked three and struck out one on 62 pitches. Maddox Thornton went 3 1/3 innings. Allowed five hits, one run, it was earned, and he walked one and struck out one on 54 pitches. Kruseberry, 2/3 of an inning, allowing one hit, one run, in an earned run that ended up being the game winner on two walks and no punchouts. Kyle Bender throwing the final inning and a third out of the pen tonight. It was a hot one today, and as mentioned throughout the broadcast, first pitch, it was 91. It's sunny. The heat index made it feel like 100 degrees. 849 the attendance tonight. Time of the game, 3 hours and 18 minutes. Once again, Raptors, 7 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 8 runs on 14 hits, and no errors for Waterloo. We're back at it tomorrow night at Capital Credit Union Park, the third of 4 consecutive road games for the Raptors. It's their third meeting as well in the season against the Great Lakes West Division foe, Green Bay Rockers. We'll be on the call, 6:35 first pitch, a 6:25 pregame show. You know where to find us, on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps on WFHR, locally grown radio. As always, I'm Andy Yacob signing off for tonight. The Raptors drop a